We're going to talk this morning about Tournament of Champions, the annual tournament coming up this weekend at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Matt Mullinex is in with us this morning, one of the chairmen of the Tournament of Champions event this year. Thanks for coming by.
Good morning, Jim. Yes, thank you for allowing me the time to go over our Tournament of Champions this year, 55th annual Tournament of Champions. It'll be hosted at Atlantic Golf and Country Club.
I wonder if people 55 years ago thought the thing would still be going on after all these years.
I'm not sure. There's a few around that have been there from day one, so we could find out. But yeah, it's evolved and turned into the great event that it is still today.
Of course, it's a tournament that began on a nine-hole course so many years ago, and then, of course, the course itself morphed into an 18-hole venue, which made the tournament a lot easier to be able to participate in. And we've had some great golfers come through here over the years.
Yes, we have. If you step out there into the bar area out there at the country club and see the entire list of some of the past champions, you go down that list and you'll see some of them today that are actually on some of the professional circuits, even the sub circuits, not necessarily in the PGA, but or at one point were part of some of those professional circuits. So we've had some great names that have kind of passed through the course here and have made their way. We've been a little stepping stone for them.
Well, and for so many years, too, a lot of these guys that come and play in this are some of the best amateur golfers in the state. They're guys who have been in contention or have won state IGA championships during the course of their careers. And, you know, it's not always the easiest thing to do. These guys don't play golf for a living. They do it on the weekends just like the rest of us, and they have full-time jobs. But they really enjoy getting out and visiting with friends. And some of these guys have been back here so many times over the years. It's like homecoming week.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's the same conversation that a few of us had over the weekend here as we were starting to put pairings together, and that's really what some of our pairings are the first day, you know, just like your Masters and so on and so forth. The pairings are just kind of random drawings, and then after that, they fall in according to scores. So those first day, we try to kind of pair some of these guys that have come back many years that are seeing some of their golfing cohorts and competitors out there. But we like to pair them together because it is kind of an event for them that they really enjoy coming to and seeing some of these guys. So for them to get paired up with them becomes not only a competitive event, but a little bit of a social event on the side as well for them. So, but yeah, there's a lot of names that have been coming back for years. And, you know, the one thing that we also kind of talked about was that, you know, this isn't a free tournament. These guys are paying their way with their entry fee into this tournament. And by the time they pay their entry fee, some of them getting hotel rooms for two, maybe three nights, you know, right away on top of that, they've, you know, have forked out about $500, you know, right away just to play in this event. So it means a lot to these guys that are coming over.
And it is an amateur event, so there's a limit to what they can win and all those kinds of things, too. They can't take cash. It can only be certificates, things like that. So it's not like these guys are profiting. They're not making gas money, necessarily.
That's right. That's exactly right. And then to fall back on returning every year, you know, a lot of these guys are bringing their spouses. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's kind of where Atlantic Fest has kind of evolved in and moved into that, too. It's kind of a nice little event that if they bring their families, spouses, whatnot, on Saturday, that gives them something to go to while, you know, dad or husband's out golfing for the day. So, you know, it's a really busy weekend here in Atlantic, just based off of those two events.
Well, and the week is traditionally organized, it seems like, a little bit kind of like some of the professional golf tour events. Folks are familiar with maybe watching golf on a Saturday or Sunday, the last two rounds of a PGA Tour event, for example. But those guys get there early in the week. There are lots of different things that they do. Usually they're playing with maybe some sponsors or some other folks in some sort of a pro-am type event that gives them an opportunity to work the course a little bit, figure things out when they first get there before they get into their regular rounds. Kind of the same thing here, too, with the Ham-Am coming up on Thursday.
Yes, that's right. Thursday afternoon, we do have our Ham-Am event. And what that entails is that, like you said, these champions can come over on Thursday, and it's in a four-person best ball format, and the members of the club can get a chance to golf with them. Usually try to get two and two in our foursome, and that way the you know, members can give our insight to the course. You know, oh, here, this green does this, that, or whatnot, and the guys get a good feel for the course and the layout and how how it's playing. And for some of them, if it's their first time, it gets them a little more comfortable with the course as opposed to coming over on the first day and, you know, having to go right out at it and slug away and maybe struggle. So it gets them that first day event. And even this last week here, we've noticed a little uptick in some of our greens fees and people out playing the course. And some of them are champions that have come over and trying to play the course even an extra day before this weekend.
Well, and it's an opportunity for folks just to get out and have a little bit of fun that day, too, and meet some of these golfers that, maybe learn something from them a little bit, too. Is there still room? Are you still looking for guys to play in the Ham-Am at all?
Oh, yeah, you bet. There's still an opportunity to sign up the Ham-Am probably until, I would say, Wednesday afternoon, because then we'll put that together Wednesday night. The guys that are organizing that, so we'll try to put that together. Already, we've got a fair amount of decent amount, I should say, of the champions coming over that have signed up. I think we've had about 30, 35 of them sign up already. So that's a really good number of guys that are coming over and going to play in that early. It's a fun event, a fun social event that kind of starts the week off for these guys. The members, it gets them an opportunity to get to know these guys a little bit in the social atmosphere. And then, you know, that kind of gives you a little somebody to root for through the weekend or kind of get to know. And so it makes them feel comfortable as well. The champions, after they're done, you know, heading into the clubhouse, you know, having a few beverages or even them sticking around to eat and stuff like that, you know, you kind of become a little bit of a host yourself for these guys and get to know them. So it's a great opportunity. Like I've said, they've invested a lot of themselves. And so it's very important for us to make them feel welcome.
Absolutely. A few years ago, introduced a senior division, which has turned out to be something that's somewhat popular with a lot of the golfers. Going to try a third division this year and see how that goes.
Yes, we are. We've instituted what we call a super senior division. That'll be for those that are 65 and over. We'll see how that goes this year and number of entrants and see what the feel is for it. It's something that we had been suggested in the past, so we thought we'd finally institute it, and on top of our senior division, which was instituted about 3-4 years ago, I think, and that has become very popular. So that's really well receptive, and it's kind of added another element out there to the tournament, another division that you can kind of see compete over the 3-day tournament.
You bet. Well, and the course looks great. It looks like it's in great condition for a tourney.
Yes, we've got a greenskeeper this year. Our new greenskeeper this year is Patrick Williams, and he's done an outstanding job. You know, of course, we had a lot of rain at the beginning of the season. It's been very dry, but he's still been able to keep that course in immaculate condition. So everything from the tee boxes, fairways, right up to the greens are just looking really, really nice.
You bet. Looking forward to what we hope will be a great time, a great weekend. You know, it takes a lot of folks to put this on, too. There are a lot of volunteers and things like that that are necessary to make this happen.
Yeah. There are a lot of volunteers that put this together, some man hours ahead of it. However, you got to start at the top, though, with our general manager, Cheryl Dusenberry. She's done an excellent job out there this year with the membership and the clubhouse itself. And she's got a great staff, so they'll be running the inside and making sure everything's comfortable there with the bar area and lunch out there at the grounds and such and out and about. So, you know, it kind of starts with her and then it just kind of trickles on down from there. Myself and Dan White have been co-chairing the event and getting this ready for this weekend. So, and we've been putting in some time with that. And then a lot of our members, you know, come this week and really step up and help, whether it's at the concession stands or marshalling, starters, so on and so forth. It's a really fun event, I think, for the club out there.
Yeah, everybody has a good time. And we'll be following it again. We'll have live coverage again this year on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web. We stream live, of course, KJAN.com. On your phones, if you've got the free KJAN app, you can do all that, follow along. We post scores as they come in on our website at KJAN.com. And this year, we're going to try something a little different, too, with We've started kind of a TV function on our website as well here recently. We're still kind of working through, testing some stuff out. And Thursday night, we'll do I think around 4 o'clock, we'll do a preview show. We'll interview some of the area golfers who'll be participating in the Tournament Champions, and we'll stream that live video as well for you online. And who knows, we might find a way to bring you some, like, television-type coverage of the tournament down the stretch on Sunday. We'll see. It should be a lot of fun, but I know it takes a lot of folks to put all this together, and I tell you, it's fun to see it all come to a conclusion with a lot of happy people on Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be a nice addition to it with your video there. But, you know, I really want to encourage, before I've got a list of sponsors here we're going to go through, but I just for the community, you know, I really want to encourage everybody to come out, whether it's, you know, 1 day, 2 days, half a day, and really see this event. You know, there's a lot of different spots out there on the course where you can kind of set up shop, you know, bring your lawn chair. There's a couple of nice places on the back nine, you know, specifically by the bathhouse back there. We'll have a concession stand set up back there. But, you know, you can set up a lawn chair there and you can see about 3-4 different holes at one time there and all the activity that goes on. And, you know, really nice spot without having to really walk around and do much there. But, and the same can be said up off the deck. You know, you got your one tee box, 3 greens right there, coming up on 7 and number 9 greens. So you can kind of just in that little area too, catch a glimpse of a lot of these golfers. But, I guess finally then I've got our list of sponsors, if I can go through there, that have kind of helped us, you know, in addition to, excuse me, put on the event, provide some of our helps with our upping the prizes for these guys with their incentive to come in. We've got ASI Audiology and Hearing, Cullen and Associates, Atlantic Bottling Company, Napa Auto Parts, Garacki and Carrick LLP, I Associates of Atlantic, Hennison Construction, First Whitney Bank and Trust, OSI Oakland Foods, Hy-Vee Food Stores, KJAN, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, Detter Motor Company, Brocker Carnes and Carnes, Mulligan's, the Family Table Restaurant, and McAtee Tire. So those are some of our sponsors that have helped with some funding and or food products and so on and so forth out there. So.
Sure. Put some prize money in the envelope. Put some prizes in the envelope there for you. Very good. Well, the first tee time coming up on Friday morning. It's a 3-day event as far as the actual tournament goes. It's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. Friday morning tee times are?
8:30 is the first group.
Okay.
They'll start at 8:30, and every 10 minutes a group will go off until about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Just kind of depends on what our final numbers are. But that'll be, you know, about some of the last tee times there. And so it's an 18-hole each day. So you can figure about roughly 4 hours for each group to finish their 18 holes. So you figure throughout the afternoon even. The only change in the format would be on Sunday. On Sunday, we run tee times off the front and off the back so that these guys can kind of get out of there on a Sunday afternoon, because we have some guys that are coming from 3-4 hours away, and so that enables them to get in their cars in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, and head back home. So that would be the only change in the schedule.
You bet. Keep it tuned. As I said, KJAN will have all the live coverage again for you here, so you can follow along both online and on the air. Matt, thanks for coming in. I hope you have a great tournament.
I hope so, too. Thanks for having us.